Now, back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And as always, halftime is brought to you by the Horn Law Group. If you're going to court, then call them first for a free consultation located in downtown Toms River. Check out their legal services at hornlawgroup.net.
13-10 our score as we get set for the start of the third quarter. Teams about set to make their way back onto the field. Brick, who comes in leading the division at 5-0. Jackson 5-1. Toms River North 4-2. Brick Memorial 3-2 for the Green Dragons to lock up at least a share. They will need a win here tonight. Toms River South next week for this Green Dragon team. Won't be an easy game there either. And once again, as we've talked about so many times during the course of this football season, A South just so talented top to bottom and having a very good overall year. Brick has made their way back on. Toms River North making their way back on as we speak right now. So we'll get you set for the start of the second half. Ed,
homecoming activities, Matt, today. I love the way North handled it.
Quick.
Just get them on the field, announce their names. There were no cars, no carts. By the way, homecoming dance tomorrow, guys. Guess how many people? Kevin, held in the center. Go on, I'll give you both a guess.
727.
Quick. Well, you're close. 800 kids coming to the homecoming dance tomorrow at Toms River North at the Pine Belt Arena. That's a fascinating number to me.
I thought you said you were going to give both of us a guess. I mean, I didn't even get a crack at it, Ed.
You didn't. I'm sorry, Matt. You usually blow me off on those questions.
You would have never come closer than me, Matt.
That's amazing.
A couple of halftime scores here, guys. Rumson leads Raritan 20-7. It is Barnegat 17, Lakewood 14 at the half. Wall with a 10-7 lead on Colts Neck. That was the game that was originally scheduled for Saturday. They got moved up to tonight. Got anything else there on that?
We should, by the way, congratulate the Wall soccer teams, right, Matt? Both teams in the final, girls and boys, tomorrow night at Neptune, right?
Yep, 6-8. The games are Matt Manley from ShoreSportsNetwork.com doing a great job of covering the tournament on both ends of the both the boys and the girls. He'll be there tomorrow as well, help them out when needed. But kind of a opportunity for the double win tomorrow for Wall. Gary Lindstrom, I know a close family friend of yours, Eddie's done a great job kind of putting things together and getting Wall on a nice little run.
By the way, Matt, I did attend the girls doubleheader. Wednesday night, right? Yeah, Wednesday night. I saw the girls win with penalty kicks, very exciting in a scoreless game. And then, of course, Brick Memorial played in the second game and lost to Freehold 2-1.
All right, so, enough soccer talk. Point Borough leads Jackson Liberty 20-3 at the half.
Ed yet again showing his versatility. Kevin with a one-track mind.
Yeah, football in the other countries, not here, my friend.
Oof, nasty.
I may even be there tomorrow night.
You should come, Ed. I'll hang out with you.
I was thinking of coming, I think Gary sort of thinks I'm his good luck charm. I saw the game Saturday. As a matter of fact, I sat with your wife and saw the... I guess that was the quarterfinals, right?
The round of 16.
That was 16.
Like I'm reading page 6 of the New York Post.
But that was a very exciting.
Wife, I mean,
that was a very exciting game. It was at the
that was
home
in penalty
of Wall.
Kicks too.
You were down in South Carolina.
I was.
And Luke, and your mom was there.
That's unbelievable.
Very nice, and of course your wife Megan. Very nervous, you know. I was sitting among the fans. I was sort of giving her a play-by-play. I'm sure she told you, right?
Ed also now coming to Thanksgiving dinner, I learned.
Absolutely. Guess who's coming to dinner? Ed Sarluka.
Let's get this started.
Second half about set to get up and going here. Toms River North will defend the end zone to our right. Alessandro Imperial will kick it off. Low squib kick to the second line. Handled at the 20-yard line, getting out towards the 30. is Joseph Bruno, and that is where Brick will start with the football around their own 30-yard line. They trail 13-10, 11:54 to go in the third quarter. We're just getting up and running in this second half.
I would say a bit of an indifferent first half for Carmen Sclafani. Did some good things, but threw a bad interception. Did not really put a big number, certainly through the air. Had a couple of passes dropped. Let's see if Brick can get back to the offense that's been so successful. Really, to me, the key is Sclafani running the ball. Over 1,000 yards, or passing, 900 rushing coming into tonight.
Sclafani out of the shotgun, fakes to Fattoruso. Looking to go downtown on the first play from scrimmage. He had Taylor open for a second, but fairly decent coverage applied by Bryce Watts, who was about a half step behind. There is a flag thrown.
Of course there is.
Right on cue with where we are. Thrown at the 21-yard line.
I wonder if it was roughing the passer because they're talking to the Brick players, but the flag is in a play where it's usually holding.
Now it's going against North, 15 yards. By the way, Asante Moore still sitting on the bench. The shoe came out without the shoe on. The doctor right now is, I'm not going to say negotiating, but he's talking to Asante about his return.
15-yard penalty on the personal foul from North. It will be Sclafani to get the snap from the 44-yard line, running into Mariner territory, tripped up around the 46. 9-yard pickup. It'll go second and one. Those 15-yard penalties, just so costly.
Yeah, did we ever exactly see what it was?
It was a personal foul, roughing the passer.
It was roughing the passer, right? Yeah, I thought so.
You guys are right on top of the penalties tonight.
Second, we've had plenty of practice.
Yeah, second and one. Sclafani and Fattoruso set up in the backfield. Movement by North. That will draw a flag. It will be offside on the Mariners, and it's hard to miss who it was. Adam Kakar, number 75, 6'3", 315. When he moves, the ground shakes down there. You know, that will put the Green Dragons a bit deeper into Mariner territory. Spotted just outside the TRN 41-yard line. First down and 10 coming. Sclafani will motion Joe Sclafani across the formation. Fattoruso bouncing off a tackle at the line of scrimmage down to the 39-yard line. Make it second and 8. Fattoruso, Kevin, he's been a big key member of this team for the last couple of years, but boy, were we ever impressed with him last year in the game against Jackson.
That's correct.
When he went back to the Wildcat.
They lost Sclafani their first two quarterbacks.
Sclafani was bumped out. Phillips was the other quarterback.
Suffered a concussion.
And they basically ran one play the rest of the night, and Fattoruso was just a man among boys in a loss. Sclafani will take it this time off the right side. Get down close to the 36-yard line. Gain of about 3. Tackle made by McLean and Kakar. Third and a long 4 coming now. Wind is starting to
pick up
just a little bit. Still going in that same direction from the Brick sideline to the North sideline.
Would you agree, guys, that I think the physicalness of North, the size and the strength of them, they are the perfect team to play against this Dragon team, you know, because they can match them up front.
Third down, a long 4, would tend to agree. Taylor in motion. Fake up the middle. Will go now Sclafani. Work his way down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. That's a gain of about 6 and enough for a first down and to move the sticks. Cole Labatch, part of that three-man front for Tom Zimmer North, making the tackle.
Although it's funny, when they played Jackson a couple of weeks ago, I did not think they matched up well with Jackson. I thought the Jaguars beat him up pretty good up front.
First down and 10 from the Tom Zimmer North 29-yard line. Mariners walk up one of their outside backers, now the other. Five-man front. Motion from Brick. Sclafani wants to throw. Deep out pattern thrown. The intended target was Jasir Taylor. That is incomplete. And it will set up a second and 10.
Where Taylor's had an incredibly productive sophomore season. 30 receptions, 447 yards, and a touchdown.
By the way, guys, the guy that has been non-existent tonight is the big tight end for Brick, Simon Bingelis.
Yep.
No catches, no factor so far, although I have to believe he might be more of a blocking tight end tonight, and he certainly has helped with rushing yards, but no factor in the pass game.
He is quite the target, too. 6'5", 195 pounds. Just inside of 9 minutes to go in this third quarter. Second down and 10. Sclafani wants to throw again, going to the end zone, deflected away at the last second. Schlieffer was the target. Lewis and Santiago combo on the coverage, and it will fall incomplete. Set up third and 10.
Where Lewis was the one who got his hand in and knocked the ball away. That was a well-thrown ball. Not much room there, but Sclafani put it right on the spot, but Lewis played it as well as you can.
Back-to-back incompletions for Sclafani. Sets up third and 10. You would think this is four-down territory. For Brick, who continues to trail 13-10, 8:51 to go in this third quarter. Everyone checking the R-band as Sclafani lets the offense know the play. Tight ends either side. Empty backfield. Taylor fake the jet sweep. Set up screen back to the far side for the wide receiver Johnson. And he has corralled a yard over the line of scrimmage. Tyler McLean, first man on the scene for Tom's River North. 1 yard pickup. It'll be fourth and 9.
I like the call. I like the way McLean played it even better.
Yeah,
snubbed it out.
Bubble screens have not worked tonight for the Dragons. It's been a big play for them all year, and in fact, the last 2 years.
Well, Ed, it's hard to run that play. I'll say about that last diagnosis, it's hard to run that play. Johnson was the only guy over there. Usually in a bubble screen, you've got a blocker
or two.
Couple
linemen, yep.
Here we go, fourth down.
Fourth and 9. Sclafani has it with time. Throws across the field, and the catch is dropped. Thrown a little low for Johnson. It wouldn't have been a first down anyway.
Correct.
Had he got it at the 21-yard line, needed to get over the 20. So great job by the Tom's River North defense after they commit that 15-yard penalty, able to stiffen right around the 30, and they'll get the football back at their own 29-yard line, where it will be first and 10. Change of possession coming with 8:05 to go in the third quarter, leading 13-10.
Well, 4 minutes, the Green Dragons had it. Four, took advantage of a couple of penalties, moved downfield, but come up with no points.
Husney gets the snap out of an empty backfield set. He's going to run off to the left side, let it go down the sideline. Watts is there, but he dropped the football. Oh, a couple times tonight, Watts has had his hand on it, had beaten the coverage of Johnson. And it falls incomplete. Would have been a huge gain, about a 60-yard pickup at the 30-yard line. Oh, brother.
Oh, those drop passes. I mean, that
can't throw it any better than that.
That was a well-thrown football rolling left. He stopped, and, I mean, hit him in both hands.
And that time he did throw it towards the numbers.
Yeah.
Instead of floating it outside, he threw it back inside.
Everything right about that play except the catch.
Yep.
Watts this time will line up receiver off to the right side. Now motion across the formation. Give up the middle is to Day. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Dropped at the line of scrimmage. Corey Wilson among those in on the stop. Fattaruso there as well. And James Giuliano. We haven't called his name a bunch tonight. Came in as the team's leading tackler. 75 on the year. Middle linebacker in a 4-3 set. The defensive coordinator, Brian McNamara.
I will give you an update on Moore real quickly after this play, Matt.
Third down and long. A long 9. Husney with trips off to his left. Has time again. Will step up in the pocket and have a shot delivered by Finelli at the line of scrimmage. It'll set up fourth and long. Ed.
Moore has been cleared to go with the ankle. The ankle is taped. The shoe is back on. He's done some jogging on the sideline, and the doctor has cleared him, but no evidence of him being put back into the game so far.
All right, good update on the condition of junior running back Asante Moore.
You know, we just keep saying him, Matt, because he is such an important part of the Mariner offense.
Here's Pete Colon. Brick again looking like they're bringing some pressure. Snap off to the left, and Cologne just got it away. I think it was Layton who came through with the pressure, number 99. Downed the field by Thomas Cech at the 41-yard line, where Brick will get pretty decent field position, 59 yards away from a go-ahead score, 6:24 to play. Green Dragons trailing 13-10.
You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish. Be a sub above.
Love that sub above tagline. And, you know, just bringing it locally, not that you want to talk about soccer, there's a new field project with the Wall Soccer Club. And this week, I think if you buy a sub, half of the proceeds will go towards that turf field fund. I always want to pass along the community relations that Jersey Mike's is involved with. That's the local one off of Route 35 and Walls. Jasir Taylor will get the carry, and he'll be dropped at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Well, the jet sweep, which was a big play for Brick, it's been a big play. The Mariners certainly playing it very well.
No gain on that one. Setting up second and 10. Taylor unable to turn the corner. What's going on over here?
Nothing. We're good.
Never sure on Halloween night what you guys have going on. Sclafani will empty the backfield. Tight ends either side. Three wide receiver combo. Will go quickly off to his right. Schlieffer will make the catch. Gain about six out to the 47-yard line. It'll be third and four. 5.5 to go in the third quarter.
You know, we wondered tonight, Kevin, you and I on the pregame warm-ups, what North team would show up tonight. You know, as with a young team, they're so inconsistent, you know, and I think our question has been answered. The good North team has showed up tonight, and they certainly are giving Brick all they can handle. Not sure they can hang on and win it, but Brick has been in a football game for sure.
Third and four, North showing some pressure off the edge. The keep, up the middle is Sclafani, who will have the first down as he works his way down to the 46-yard line. Gain of seven, stopped by McLean. And I would agree, this has been a pretty good performance from Tom Ziver North. Neither team, I feel like, has been great, but North has certainly been good enough to hang in this game.
And I think the guys that are rooting the most, the Jags from Jaguar Land. Jackson could get himself a piece of the A-South Championship with a loss by Brick.
Taylor in motion again. They'll fake the jet sweep. Sclafani will keep it off the read up the middle and will get eight to the 39-yard line. Thomas Cech on the stop.
This is kind of like the vintage Brick that's propelled them this season long. A lot of Sclafani, not afraid to test the middle of the field, a very physical runner for a quarterback. And they're starting to pick up some yardage and move the chains and move the clock. And this is kind of what they've done most of the year.
4 minutes remaining now on the third. They spotted a little closer back to the 40. So let's call it second and a full three.
Just get the feeling he's going to break one of these.
Sclafani has Fattoruso back in at the tailback spot. Joe Sclafani motioning across. Fattoruso will get it up the middle. Nothing to work with there. Get back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more than that with a third now and three coming. Christian Lynch closing the edge down and making the tackle.
Just when you think that, Kevin and Matt, something strange has usually happened to the Brick offense, whether it be a penalty or a play like that that goes for a yard loss.
Big third down here.
Four down territory, you think? I would think so.
Third down and three. Sclafani, empty backfield set. He'll keep it himself off the left edge. He'll have the first down and more. Down inside the 20, 15, turns on the jets and runs down inside the 10, gets to the 9-yard line where it will be a first and goal.
I think I just said he's...
You called that one, Kevin.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like if he does that enough, he's going to break one.
Zone read again to the left side. Good fake. He puts it in the belly of the running back and then just keeps it right behind.
First down and goal. Inside the 9, the ball spotted. Closer perhaps to the 8. Referees having a quick conversation around the football.
This certainly hasn't helped the pace of the game. I mean, what could be the situation here? I mean, it was easily a first down. Boy, I hear that wind whipping up there, guys.
Set up now, first and goal from the 8. Sclafani, load lead option off the left side. He'll break a couple tackles, stretch forward. Pick up about 6. Make it 7 down to the 1-yard line. Good effort by Carmen Sclafani.
He really, he attacks the play. He's, you know, you think of running quarterbacks and you think of these dainty guys with good moves and good speed. He runs more like a lead fullback than a quarterback. And the minute he feels contact, he's going to deliver the first blow.
152 yards on the night for Sclafani, guys. 1-5-2 after that run.
Second and goal from the 1. Sclafani keeps it, hops over the tackler and into the end zone for a score. His second rushing touchdown of the night, 9th of the season, and Brick has regained the lead 16-13 with the extra point coming up. Here is KC Stackable on. Sclafani doubles as the holder. Second score tonight for Sclafani. His totals of the, this one drifting off to the left, but able to hook in and get it, 17-13. Now inching a bit closer towards the 1,000-yard mark on the ground. We'll give him 153 with that last 1-yard run. He is at 9.99. How about that, if our totals are correct in terms of what he has? He's a yard away from being a 1,000-yard rusher. We'll step out for 30 seconds. 17-13 our score, 2:09 to go in the third quarter. We're back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest high school football news, visit shoresportsnetwork.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Andover end kickoff for Palmer. We'll put it back inside his 15-yard line, handling it and running off to the right is Parker Day. He'll get tripped up just short of the 30-yard line around the 29, where the Mariners will now take it over on a 1st and 10. Our game story, 17-13, 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Brick up top now by 4 after the second touchdown run of the night from Carmen Sclafani.
Well, let's see if the Mariners can answer the challenge. They find themselves on the short end of the score now. Been there before and regained the lead. Can they do it again?
No, Asante Moore. It is still Parker Day in at the single back. Husney running left, trying to push forward. He'll break the plane of the line of scrimmage, dive forward to the 31-yard line. Gain of a yard and a half, second and long coming up.
Husney carrying his right arm a little, guys. Looked like he might have hurt his right arm. He's got his...
He's not moving it a whole lot.
Had it hanging a little bit.
It'll be at least okay for the second down play. Split wide receiver sit. Craig, the single man, off to the left. Husney rolling left. Stops, eludes the rush, lets it go. Up in the air for Craig. And just out of the reach to set up now third and long. I think they had the matchup they wanted. Jordan Craig against Joe Phillips, who gives away about 6 inches. And that one with pressure coming off the edge from Jordan Keefe.
I think Husney might have thrown it just a little earlier than he would have liked. Keefe was really all over him, and he did the best he can. Notice, Matt, to me, the Brick defensive linemen are taking outside rushes. They're trying not to allow Husney to get to the edge.
Well, he's so good threatening the corner because he can throw it or he can tuck it and run. And good speed, 5'10", 160 pounds, third down. And a long 8. Husney this time going to roll right. Stop, throw, over the top of Craig. And a quick 3-and-out for Tom Zivor North. They'll have to bring the punt unit on.
Short rest for the guys who only play defense.
It's perhaps one of those tipping point parts of the game where if you're bricking, you can score. You go make it a 2-possession game, and you start to feel a little more comfortable.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Cologne on to punt. He's had a couple, had to handle a couple of tough snaps tonight. Brick again showing pressure. Steps off to his left. Off the side of his foot. Takes a tough bounce. And will be spotted at the brick 49-yard line. So certainly not what he was expecting. Just a 21-yard punt. And the Green Dragons now in major business to do some damage.
Just missed it. Like a golfer shanking a drive. That's what he did. Now all the pressure in the world on the Mariners defense. You almost feel like, Matt, like you said, brick punches one in here now, and North's in a heap of trouble.
First down and 10 from the Green Dragon 49-yard line. No, Mariner coach is upset about something on the sideline. Not 100% sure what it would be.
Might have been 12 guys in the huddle, maybe. I don't know.
Now they just threw the flag. They must have counted.
Yeah. The back judge threw it.
Let's see. Two guys are going on. Let's see what happens here. I see Taylor and Johnson both going off the field.
Illegal substitution, the official call.
We see nine on there now. Here comes the 2-11. I don't know. Do you see another guy go off?
Well, he went off before.
So he was in the huddle. That was the problem, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Taylor and Johnson set themselves as a combination off the left side. Right side is Sleeper. Here's Sclafani starting to look left. Lets it go down the seam, wanting Sleeper. And up and into double coverage again. Santiago and Lewis both there. That time it was Santiago to get a hand on it. Make it second and 15.
Kevin, get the binocs out on the brick sideline. They just called for the doctor to go over to their sideline, and I am currently on the north sideline. So see if you can find out maybe who they're looking at. Looks like he's sitting at the end of the bench on the right side.
Second and 15. The operation now for Brick. Back at their own 44-yard line. Two receivers left against Schlieffer right. He'll motion across. Fake the jet sweep. Sclafani will keep. He'll get 5-6. Make it 7. Now 8. Maybe 9 as he'll stretch the ball out to the 46-yard line into North territory.
And I can see the player, I just can't see a number. He is sitting at the end of the bench, and a couple of teammates just went over and patted him on the shoulder pads.
Yeah. I couldn't make my way over there.
Third down and 5.
I just thought the bigger story was Asante Moore, and it does not look like he will return tonight.
Three wide set again. Taylor will motion from right to left. Set up now twins off to the left side. Taylor the target here. He'll catch it at the first down mark and drag a tackler down inside the 40. Get close to the 35-yard line. Make it to 34 where it will be first down and 10 for Brick. Green Dragon offense on the move here. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter. It is Brick 17, Toms River North 13. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.